Well, unlike the EDM, the GPS cannot take advantage of a two-way system. The signal comes from the GPS satellite and goes down to the receiver. Now, again, it's the same concept, though. The elapsed time, electromagnetic signal of constant frequency, and therefore, the elapsed time was the way to determine the distance. But, unfortunately, this would mean that the clock, the oscillator and the GPS satellite, and the clock and the GPS receiver would have to be perfectly synchronized. That's awfully difficult to do. And on top of that, a discrepancy of 1/1,000,000th of a second actually creates a range error of 300 meters. I like to bring up the fact that 1 nanosecond of speed of light is approximately a foot. So you can see that this sort of perfect synchronization is not in the cards. So we have to solve for time with GPS. But let's go back to the idea of how the distances are measured with an EDM.